Hi, and welcome to Vibrant Living Radio. I'm your host, Lori Bain. Today is Thursday, April 19th, 2007. I've decided to put this podcast up in order to discuss with you some of the recent events that have been happening, namely the murders at Virginia Tech. This has happened over and over again in our society. Unless there's an answer, it's going to continue to happen. I really see that there is an answer out there and there is a way and that all of this doesn't have to happen anymore. We don't have to live in this state of fear. We don't have to live in this state of conflict. What I found is one of the answers I think is really worth for people to look into. There's something called the course that Maureen Whitehouse has developed, and I'm going to read you an intro to the course, and then I'm going to play part of her CD, which is called The Soul at Work. One section of the CD talks about her experience with some of these troubled children that she worked with through the course. And I think within what I'm going to give you, it's going to give some insight and some information and some clarity as to why this is happening, what we can understand about it, how we can really see that this is a call for love. These are wake-up calls. These are big, big pleases that are coming from these children. We can make a difference and we can change. So here's the intro. I have this up on my blog and I'll also put it on the podcast and in the notes. In 1997, two teenage girls were murdered in Maureen's hometown of Salem, New Hampshire. Three boys who were acquaintances of the girls drove north from a suburb of Boston with the premeditated intention of seeing what it feels like to kill someone. These senseless murders hit close to home for the town's residents as they felt firsthand the horror and confusion that parents in Columbine and other towns across the nation had so recently felt when violence rocked their world. Shortly after this incident, Maureen was asked to head up the self-esteem committee of the town's drug, alcohol, and violence prevention program. After reviewing the country's foremost programs, she realized that there were very few, if any, programs that addressed the cause of violence among our youth and not just the symptoms. For the next 2 years, she works close with teachers in the public schools as well as friends of the girls who were murdered, developing the course. Students at all levels shut down to the possibilities of learning. With increasing frequency, parents and students' complaints are heard about lack of motivation and non-involvement in learning, and about students' disinterest with what occurs during school hours. Absentee rates are climbing dramatically. Disciplinary and drug problems continue to be sources of concern. Beyond that, incidents of teen violence in and out of schools, as reported in the media, are ever increasing. What is the answer? How can we foster individuality and inspire our youth to make the best choices for themselves and those around them? One of the most important factors and overlooked key to successful living is feeling a genuine sense of positive self-empowerment. It's the primary element in making appropriate decisions as well as in building strong character. Only this allows one to lead a happy and fulfilling life. Having a whole and contented relationship with oneself will always be the most important factor leading to success. This only will increase a student's involvement and cultivate peak performance. Students have shown that children who feel better about their abilities and who expect to do well perform better in school. Therefore, building self-esteem should not be a secondary luxury option in school programs, but an integral part of a student's motivation and learning. Opening students up to their creativity, interests, and talents automatically brings this excitement and energy back into the learning process, as well as an increased self-esteem and optimism into their lives. Maureen Whitehouse is the author of Soulful Living, A Delicious Path to Higher Consciousness, the founder and creator of The Course, which is an acronym for Creatively Opening Up to the Resources of Self-Esteem. She has many different email programs and CD coaching programs. She also does coaching programs for businesses, artists and artisans, schools, and she has a non-for-profit prison program. So I invite you to take a look at her website and spread the information. Perhaps this can get to the media. She really has some wonderful things to share with the world. This is my way of getting some of that out there. So here is her clip from her Soul at Work program. Thanks for joining.
If you're not in conflict with yourself at any level, because you're being entirely honest with yourself about your own unlimited potential, then you will not be able to be in conflict with anyone else. Think about this for a minute. When I was doing some work in high schools with some troubled kids, one of the students was looking across the room at another student while we were doing one of these questionnaire kind of things that brought them in to see who they really are. The question at the top of the page, it said, "Who am I?" And there were some questions that they would answer. Well, the questions were more intimate than they had been used to being given, because lots of times when kids are troubled kids, they're kind of disregarded in this society. People don't take the time to ask them, what do they think? And who do they believe they are? Well, this class was different. We were moving to help them discover their souls. And so while we were doing that, a lot of these kids were used to conflict in their life. And there was a boy across the room, and he was kind of hiding his paper under his arm while he was writing away and answering his questions. And he knew that these were powerful for him. And there was a girl at the other side of the room, and she was kind of doing the same thing. And at the same time, coincidentally, they both happened to look up and look at across the room at each other. And I guess it scared them, because they were feeling very transparent, because they were being honest. I told them these questions were for them. They weren't for anyone else to judge or to see. And at that moment, when they looked up and met each other's eyes, they drew back like fear, like the doe caught in the headlights. And one of the boys said, "What are you looking at?" to the girl across the room. And she said, "Nothing. What are you looking at?" And they started to have a fight. They actually got up and started to fight. And it's because everyone is more used to conflict than honesty. We accept untruths like we accept drinking a glass of water. Yet when someone comes forth with this humble, honest way of being, it's almost shocking. And when we face ourselves that way, it's even more shocking. Well, you know, it's lucky that someone who was aware of what kind of feelings these questions would bring up was in the room. And when that happened, we said, you know, this is good. This is good. Because the anger you're feeling is not anger against one another. It's anger that we live in a world that allows us to be so dishonest with ourselves, so consistently, that we can be labeled as troubled kids and move into a state of being a troubled adult and have that be acceptable.